The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you.
All right, welcome to it.
I walked out this
Monday, the 29th of February. 29th of February. So, if you're wondering what's going on next, Super Tuesday is tomorrow. Another big snowstorm possibly coming our way. So, we're going to get to our good friend, Professor Alan Sachs, professor of political science. A little crunched for time today. He has to go, you know, embed young minds with knowledge. Professor, welcome to it.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
All right, here's my question. How desperate is the Republican Party? I say that because here's this thing. I watched Friday, and some reporter asked Donald Trump about the Ku Klux Klan and David Duke, and he goes, I don't know. I disavow that. I don't know what you're talking about. And they pounded it all week, and I'm like, the Republican establishment is trying to link Donald Trump to a guy who hasn't been in the news in 25 years about some endorsement that nobody cares or knows about in an effort to what? Make him link to the Ku Klux Klan? Is that where we've arrived?
Yeah, some people think it's a little too convenient. You make an interesting point. But, you know, there are some people, and David Duke is an odious character. There's no question about that, you know. But I keep remembering there was a president of the United States whose name was Barack Obama, who also had some pretty odious associations that, you know, in his past, like Bill Ayers and people like that, and many others. And it just seemed to slip right through. Nobody seemed to care about it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he said something like, I didn't know him, and I didn't have anything to do with him, and that was it. You know, and it was gone, you know. But I think they're trying to derail Donald Trump. Some people sort of smell a setup. Other people think that Donald Trump was just, you know, dumb, you know, literally in doing this. You know, he talks so fast, he shoots at the hip, and that got him into trouble this time. He does shoot at the hip. There's no question about that.
But wait, how did he get himself in trouble? Here's what I don't understand. Because the only time that I saw it, and I must be missing something here. Because the only clip that I saw, Ivy and I are watching, and he says, I don't know anything about that. I disavow it, okay? That was on Friday in the middle of the day. Right. I disavow it, okay? That should be the end of it.
I think the interview that probably started him, getting him a little bit of trouble, was a Sunday morning interview.
Right, but my point is, why are they still talking about it?
Well, it's Donald Trump, and they want to derail him.
There's nothing to talk about. He said, I disavowed, okay? That was on Friday.
That's right. But
on Sunday, they're still talking about it.
That's right. They want to derail him. There's no question about that. Some people want to derail him. I don't know who they are, but they want to derail him. And frankly, this may be it. Because, as everybody knows, if the media grabs something and keeps pounding on it, it can have an effect. And I think this is the possibility of having an effect. It'll be interesting to see if the polls begin to bring him down. I don't think he's going to win in Texas tomorrow. And there were some polls that came out much earlier last week that showed one poll in particular from a local television station that showed Donald Trump and Ted Cruz almost running neck and neck.
In Texas.
In Texas, exactly. And here in North Texas, where I am, it showed Donald Trump leading. But subsequent polls have shown the opposite, that Ted Cruz has a pretty good margin ahead of Donald Trump. And there's been early voting. There's early voting here in Texas. And a tremendous number of people have already voted. So it's hard to know what that's going to mean, given this information.
You know, that was what I was just saying. You know, these people go to the polls, and Hillary's, a big batch of Hillary emails coming out today. They say it's the last of it, but, you know, the way emails keep showing up for her, I wouldn't say it's the last of it. It's the last of this batch, if you will. And if there's something, you know, a big revelation in her emails,
it'll mean nothing.
It'll mean nothing because, well, it'll mean nothing for all the people that voted early. What if there's something big in there that really irritates Democrats?
Right. I do not like early voting, and this is a pretty good example of it. I do not like early voting. By the way, it's also very interesting how some issues, and I'm talking about Hillary Clinton or President Bill Clinton or President Barack Obama, some things in their life just don't, it just rolls off. Or, which is even more interesting, they ask people going into the polls about Mrs. Clinton. Is she honest? Is she trustworthy? And so huge amounts, say 70-80%, say no, she's not. You know, and yet they vote for her. It is a strange kind of a deal we have in regard to who we like and who we dislike. I've always believed that if you like somebody, it doesn't matter what they do.
I did hear, you know, I think that it says, I'll be honest with you. I think that for Marco Rubio, who has really been, you know, pushing this narrative about the Klan, I'm like, what do you think, that he's out having lunch with David Duke and, you know, sizing up his cap? I mean, seriously. Well, and I think it says more about Rubio and Cruz that they would want to push this narrative than it does about Donald Trump.
I don't think that Rubio and Cruz had much to do with it.
But I'm just talking about the responses that were published.
Right.
You know, saying that people that, you know, don't immediately endorse such things are not electable, says Marco Rubio. Sad. And here's Ted Cruz says, really sad, Donald Trump, you're better than this. We should all agree racism is wrong. KKK is abhorrent. I mean, really?
By the way, of course, many, many candidates, this is not the first time something like this has happened. I'm going all the way back to people like Barry Goldwater, who was certainly absolutely no racist whatsoever, but they tagged him with that. They tagged him with it, and it hurt him. There's no question about that, you know. And people come out and odious people come out and endorse very reputable personalities, and sometimes it hurts, and sometimes it doesn't. I think this one is going to hurt Donald Trump. I think this is going to hurt him, and I'll be interesting to see the polls when it comes out to see if I'm right or not.
So you really think an endorsement that he said, I disavow that, when he first heard it, is going to hurt him because it doesn't matter what the truth is. They're going to try to link him to the Klan, and somehow that's going to be his...
The media. Here comes the media again. The media is going to pound on it, and it looks like that's what they're doing. If the media is going to pound on it, yeah, it's going to hurt him.
And this is why people are sick and tired of the whole process. People are smart enough to know better that Donald Trump, who has worked with a variety of different people, men, women, different countries, different backgrounds, everything else, is being, you know, tagged with this. I mean, find something legitimate, boys and girls. Don't play in the sewer, because that's all they're doing. They're not doing, like I said earlier on the program here, they're not going down a rabbit hole. They're going down a sewer hole, and everybody stinks.
David Duke is a real creep.
I get that. But when was the last time David Duke was even in the conversation? 25 years ago?
That's right. I think I saw him on television about a year ago, a year and a half ago, talking about some subject. And he was just absolutely, completely ridiculous in what he was saying, you know. And I think most people got it. In fact, I think it was on Fox, if I'm not mistaken, and they cut him off. It was a different subject, and they cut him off, and he said, okay, you don't want me to talk about it, and then they just cut him off, I think, at the end, and it was on a particular subject, and that was the last I've heard of him, you know, and that was about a year and a half ago. But you're right, he hasn't been in the news since about 25 or 30 years ago in Louisiana, I think, when he ran for office. I think he was running against a then-governor of Louisiana, who eventually went to jail, and the bumper sticker was, vote for the crook. I've always loved that. One of the great bumper stickers of all time.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, David Duke left office in 1993. So, you know, close to 25 years. That's after, you know, all the Klan stuff came to surface. He was a two-time congressman, thrown out in 1993, and somehow what he says or does even matters. It's bizarre. Professor, thank you.
Thank you, sir.